The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are we feeling good today?
I feel good.
Sure.
Okay. So welcome to the show must go on. Giovanni is back with us today.
Yay.
So, Hi. Yes, I'm back.
Miss us, Joe?
I did. I'm also excited about today's episode. I feel like I haven't done this in a long time, and it's only been, what, 3 weeks? It's almost been a month.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks because, once we put a recorded episode, right?
Yeah.
And then I got sick, and then Tracy and I recorded ourselves last week. So we haven't had Joe in 3 weeks with us. So yeah. I'm excited to hear his thoughts today. We had a lot of fun on last episode. Because what we watched was something we were not expecting it to be the way that it was. If you listen to last week's episode, because this is going to come out next week, we talked about The Men with a Thousand Kids, and it's a documentary on Netflix, and I still think about it. It's been a week, and I still think about how fucked up that cases and everything that happened, and yeah, jaw on the floor. But we do have a guest today, and I'm gonna introduce her in just a few minutes. But I wanted to tell Joe and Tracy first that we didn't talk about last week. We were talking about the Emmy nominations, but we didn't talk about Griselda being nominated.
Come on, I thought you guys would talk about it. That was huge.
Well, the thing is, like, I thought Tracy had seen the nominations. I saw them really quick, and they came out the day we recorded.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
so it was a lot to cover. It was so much to cover, and we talked about Shogun, we talked about The Bear, you know, we talked all the shows that we've already covered here, and then, like, later after we recorded, I texted Tracy, I was like, Griselda got nominated, and Sofia Vergara, which mm-hmm. I am extremely surprised, I gotta say, you know, like, we did talk about her performance and how, you know, there were a few moments that she was at her peak of acting, but there were other moments that were kind of like, you know, there was no build up to her journey. And mm-hmm. listen, you know, we only get better as actors, especially the three of us, you know, we only get better
with all the practice we have.
With all the practice we get. Exactly. But, you know, although I don't think it was, like, a worthy nomination, I'm so fucking happy for her. You know?
Yeah.
I think Sofia Vergara is the hardest working person in the room always. And, you know, this role, the way we talked about it, too, in the Griselda episode, is going to open so many doors for her. And, you know, the fact that she was the one that was, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put the money. I'm going to get, you know, the producers. I'm going to get the writers. Like, I'm going to put this on the screen because this is a story that needs to be told. And, you know, to be repaid this way. And people love this show. Like, this show was great. I think the story, it is really important to tell. But people really loved it. But then to also get that recognition, it's just, I'm so fucking happy for her. You know, And yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I completely forgot that, you know, that was a surprise for me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't expecting it.
Right. And I went on later and I was like, let me look at everything. And I saw that and I was like, what? Kind of had to do like a double take, but.
Uh-huh. It had to and be yeah. because of such a, it's a, such a extremely different character for her to play that I think mm-hmm. they probably weren't thinking that she would be capable of even playing that role, and I think that's why she got the nomination. Again, I think she did a great job, you know, but yeah. And I also love the show. I think I enjoyed the show very much.
That's the other thing, because I wasn't surprised about this show. You know, I think it was beautifully filmed. The story was really well told, but you know, her performance, I think she had those moments that she could have, you know, bring us in even more. And you know, she didn't, but at the end of the day, she got recognized for her. You know, we talked about some of her monologues, but then you also think about that moment in the car with her and the cop, and that scene mm-hmm. where she's like, I bet you're constantly thinking about me and I haven't thought of you once.
Yeah.
That was such a magical moment, and I think because of that moment is that's the nomination right there. Mm-hmm. You know, that scene. So really well deserved. I just wanted to bring that up real quick. And did I been watching Presumed Innocent? And I think everyone should watch it. And I'm so fucking hooked. And Where? I think there's one more episode. It's here I go again promoting Jake Gyllenhaal like he pays me and Apple TV Plus like they pay me. They don't pay me shit. And I'm here fucking constantly promoting these people.
It's true. Sponsor us.
Cart your girl a check.
At this point.
Oh, my God.
Free advertising.
I started watching, I think, on Saturday, and we have, like, 2 episodes left, plus the one that has to come out today. Shit like that. It is really, really good. Really, really good.
They're doing a second season.
Fuck me up. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Presumed Innocent?
Yeah.
Okay. I will check it out.
Oh, guess what, Giovanni? It's a whodunit.
Oh, yes. I love a whodunit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think everyone should watch it. It's a really good show. And you know, everything we talk about in this show is going to get nominated eventually. So,
especially Roadhouse.
It. Oh, my God. What bad movie.
They can't all be winners. They can't.
That's true.
Wouldn't be fun either. So we gotta. And I gotta
praise Jake Gyllenhaal a little bit in this role. He's doing a really, really good job.
Well, he's a talented actor. I think
he has his moments.
Yeah. Tracy's such a tough.
I liked him in Nightcrawler.
What about in Prisoners?
Prisoners or Brothers?
Yeah. I mean, Brokeback Mountain. Like I said, he has his moments.
True.
He's just not consistent for me. Personally.
Hey, did you watch Leo in the Flower Moon?
No, I haven't.
Talking about inconsistency? Oh, fuck, man.
I know, I will. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you have to, so we can talk about that performance.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Say something, Joe.
You're talking about like nominations and Oscar nominations. Obviously, the Oscar season is not going to come for several months now. But one movie that I think is going to be Oscar worthy, and I don't want to overhype it because the internet is extremely overhyping this movie, is Long Legs. Have you guys seen Long Legs?
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Yes.
I haven't.
Have you seen it, Tracy?
Is it available to stream?
No, but I've heard really good things.
I have to say this. I think it's very Oscar-worthy. The performances by Micah Monroe and Nicolas Cage, just the script, the directing, the acting. I have no words. Yes, just go watch it. I don't want to overhype it too much.
Yes.
I don't want to overhype it too much because everyone's overhyping it and people are like leaving the theater saying, well, it wasn't that scary. I don't think it was meant to be that scary. I just think it was meant to be creepy and good. That is how you make a good horror movie.
Because it's more along the lines of like Silence of the Lambs. Like I heard that's sort of what it's compared to. Because isn't she like an FBI agent? And
yeah.
So she's sort of like the Clarice.
Yeah, it's just also it's refreshing because it's so different. The directing, the cinematography is different. When you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Did you watch it in the theaters?
Yes, of course I did. I have to.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So I can't wait. I have yet to see Quiet Place.
I know.
Oh, I saw A Quiet Place.
Don't say anything.
Did you like it? That's all I
know. I liked it. I didn't love it. I don't think we needed it. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah, you just gave me... I'm going in with a point of view.
You're going to go in and you're going to love it. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I still think it'll be good.
No, it's a good movie. It's not a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm
okay, done. Well... Anything else, Tracy, before I introduce our guest today?
Oh, real quick. I saw the trailer for Mother's Instinct.
Yes! Oh,
with
yes.
Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this looks pretty good.
I'm also excited to see them working together.
Yeah. So August 13th.
When you have like Oscar-worthy actors.
Winning. Like they both won. Yeah. So yes,
that's true.
And the premise of the movie too. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. So I think that will be good.
What platform is that one? Is it Apple TV or HBO?
It's going to be in theaters.
It's in theaters.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's like a movie.
Oh, that is true. That's true.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So... Well, that's all we have to say today. All the judgment zone was just there for like 15 minutes. And we are including someone else into our judging zone today. She's going to help us judge. So we do have a guest today. I'm going to say something a little bit about her. And then I'm going to let her say something about herself. Because that's just how we are. We first say something and then we let other people say other stuff.
We have to judge first.
We have to judge first. So we have Pierina Vasquez here. She was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. Pierina holds degrees in law and psychology. And she also has a master's degree in criminal justice, where she got it in Madrid. She's an avid cinephile with a deep passion for television series and actors who bring them to life. Pierina is the founder of Los Reviews de Pieri, a social media platform where she shares her insights and recommendations on various series and films. I have known Pierina for a really, really long time because we did go to the same school together. And then, like, around 5 years ago, I want to say, she started dating my cousin. So, fucking full circle moment.
Wow. Like, when they started dating, I was like, I know this person. But, like, since they were little, basically. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we went to the same school. So, welcome, Pierina. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so happy and so nervous. Also,
you shouldn't be.
Don't be nervous.
Well, I'm nervous because I don't practice my English that much. So I hope you forgive me if you don't understand or if I have mistakes in my speaking or something. Please be patient.
Please, we don't know what we're doing either.
Exactly. So
English is my first language and I fuck it up all the time. So don't worry. You sound great.
Thank you. Well, Nikki was all right in my presentation. Just like in 2020, well, with the pandemic, I always in my Instagram page wrote reviews about movies and TV shows, and then people started to telling me, but you need to make like a page for that. And I was like, really? I don't know. But then I did it and I've been loving it, and now I appreciate like a lot the review of the people of what I do, you know? So I love watching movies, and Nicole's cousin Manuel also like a lot watching movies, yeah, and TV shows. So we're the perfect couple in that area. And I don't know, I'm happy for being here, and I saw the movie like a good student, and I'm here to talk about it.
Okay, awesome. You see, you did great. You, that was awesome. We love when you know, leave the fear, throw it away, and it's here. And if you get stuck in English, you just say it in Spanish, and I'll be here translation station. Okay, of course. So, Joe or Trace, do you guys want to announce what we're discussing today, and then give us like a little bit of the synopsis?
I'll do it.
Okay.
So today we're going to be discussing the film Young Woman and the Sea. And here's a little synopsis for you. So the daughter of a German butcher from Manhattan, Ederle, was a competitive swimmer who won gold in the 1924 Olympics when she decided to attempt crossing the channel. She undertook the feat after swimming 22 miles from Battery Park in New York to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, setting a record that stood for 81 years. She contracted with two newspapers and sold her story, thereby financing her quest. There was actually a race among women who would be first to cross, as only five men had done so before. This is the story of competitive swimmer Trudy Ederle, who in 1926 was the first woman to ever swim across the English Channel. Directed by Joachim Rønning, also directed by who also directed Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and I Can't Speak Today.
Just today?
There you go, Pierina. You see, I could barely read in English. Like...
It's fine. No, that was great.
Thank you. If you're doing it for me, thank you.
Oh, no. I'm not doing it for you. I just can't read or speak in English.
Okay, so I just wanted to point out, too, that the writer of this movie, basically the screen adaptation, because this is based on a book, it's these are also people that have worked with, you know, Disney in general. So they've done Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. They also did the Pirates of the Caribbean, the same one. So the director and the writer have worked together as well. And then the writer of the book is Glenn Stout. And they also obviously help for the screenplay.
Okay.
And I do want to say Jerry Bruckheimer produced it. And is a big name in the game. He has so many credits. So I knew when I saw his name, I was like, oh, they're in good hands.
Yeah.
You know,
remember like when he, like
anything I he don't does.
Know, I don't know if you guys remember, like talking about Jerry Bruckheimer, maybe Pianina remembers this, but at some point we had a network in the DR called Sony Entertainment Television, and on Mondays they had like three shows. They were like a crime investigation, and it was Cold Case, it was
Without a Trace,
and there was another one. It was three back to back, and they were all produced by him, all of them.
And the CSI series are produced by him also. Okay. I believe it. Yeah.
He's just done so many things
so much.
That mm-hmm. it's like you try to name five and you're like, I don't know if I can because it's just so much. But
and basically but, like, all the solid. Pirates of the Caribbean too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it's good stuff. So yeah, it's like I saw his name and I was like, okay, I think I'm probably going to enjoy this.
Like, I trust this.
Yeah. I was like, OK, okay, I'll buckle in.
Okay. Okay. So what do we think about it? Joe, you wanna start?
Yeah, I'll start. So
since you're a boy.
Oh God. here we go. Another period piece. You know, we love our period pieces. I have to say that immediately, as soon as I found out that Daisley Ridley was cast in it, I was in, just because I'm a fan of hers. I really like her work. I just like her. I don't know. I want to see more of her. But the movie caught my attention right away. From the very beginning, you know, something's going on. Okay, we have a sick child. And honestly, like, I thought I didn't know this story at all. So I also went in blind. I thought that the child that was sick was gonna die, and I thought that the other sister was going to like avenge her death or something, and like I had no idea where we were going. So I was already like into it. I was curious, I was really intrigued. It's just like, I'm gonna say this, I am a man, you know, and we live, I don't want to say we live in great times right now, but we live in better times since then, where women have more of a voice, not as much as men. But it's just like, I feel sometimes still so oblivious to how things were for women back in those times, you know, when they weren't even allowed to fucking swim. Like, that would be considered like, you know, like deviant, what? Or you can't show too much skin on your legs when you're in the water. You can't swim in the men's pool. You know,
let's talk about them bathing suits real quick at the beginning. I was like, who can swim with these?
I was like, I'm hot.
It really was a bathing suit. Like, it was like full coverage.
Meanwhile, the men were wearing like shorts. And that's it.
For yush. But I keep thinking also that you go in the water with all the layers. Yeah, it's hot, but it pulls you. Like, you can't fucking move. Have you ever fallen in water? Yeah, it's heavy. Have you ever fallen in water with clothes? It's traumatizing.
And then you walk outside and all that wet clothes is on you.
Oh my God.
I know. What the hell were they thinking back then?
I have no idea. So I wanted to take a moment about that, because I you know, we always see evolution in clothing, but I've completely forgot about swimsuits in general. And then I see them in this movie and I'm like, wait, it was so, like, it wasn't like, oh, they tweaked it. No, this was completely different, because I was like, wait, but bathing suits, no, this is 100 years ago. This happened like 1920 something, you know? So yeah, there's a major evolution there. And then going back to what you said, Joe, the fact that women weren't really allowed to swim. And I want to say that if I ever become a mom, I want to be the type of mom that they had. You know, she was like, I don't give a fuck what you think. My kids are going to swim. They want to swim. And if you're not going to pay for it, I'm going to find a way to pay for it. And I think because of how strong their mom was, it's why she was so resilient. You know, she wanted to get things done, even though she had to fight all the odds in her time. You know, the fact that they went to, that they get into this team and then they don't get to practice for 3 weeks before competing, just because, like, there's not a why. It's just because you're women, you can practice, basically. Okay, bye, that's it. You know, it just says a lot about how, yeah, we're still not in like the best times, but we are definitely much better times than back then, you know. And again, like, I think of it, and, you know, it depends also on the countries, you know, they were German and they were in New York, you know, depends also where you live, because I'm not sure it was that bad where I'm from, you know, like, you live in an island with beaches, you can't swim.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, good luck trying to stop that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I did want to say this. Have you guys watched Naiad?
Yeah, I was gonna say
Okay,
that.
so maybe we can talk about that. I somewhere in the movie, I figured, oh, not, you know, I watched Naiad. I enjoyed Naiad very much. And I kind of thought, oh, this is, it's just gonna be just like Naiad. There was a lot of similarities, I have to say.
Yes.
And one thing that kind of came to mind while watching the film is just like women always outperform men because it's like they have to prove a point, unfortunately. But also, like, women are probably just stronger, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, I mean, both those films were, it's kind of like an ongoing theme of like, you know, women are just as strong and capable as men, or even more, you know. But just wanted to say that. But what were you gonna say, Pieri?
Well, that first of all, that it was like maybe a little bit seeing the same story, but I enjoy more this one than Night. I don't know why I felt more connected with this one. I mean, I admire the fact that the Naiad woman, I don't remember her name, but she was like very old for doing that big thing. But I think that the context of this movie make me feel more connected with it because it was so difficult for them to do what they did that it was more significant for me. And that's why I think I appreciate it more. And that about what Nikki was saying about the mothers, I even write it. I mean, it doesn't stop to amaze me the things that moms can do for their kids. I mean, it's so huge and so big, and it impacts them in their life, I mean in the future. And you can see that in this movie, because if the mother haven't done what she did, then maybe she wasn't going to be able to do that and a lot of other things. So it doesn't stop to amaze me the capacity that mom has to do that, because the father just realized about that at the end. I mean, it took him all that time to realize that his daughter was a great woman, but her mother knew it since the beginning, and that's amazing.
The father
And the
had no
fact
belief
that,
in her.
yeah, I also think about, you know, the fact that she, I don't know how to explain this. She didn't take no for an answer, but she also showed them that you gotta do things with hard work if you want them. When, you know, when they get into, you know, the Women's Swimming Association, and she's like, hey, like, I need somebody to put the whatever the coal in
Cool.
the in yeah to do this. She's like, she'll do it because you can tell that she knows how she raised them, and she knows they have to earn things, and they just don't come and they're handed to you. And I think that little lesson, you know, what you were saying, Birina, goes such a long way, because it just it not only teaches you in the moment, but it makes you who you are. It makes your belief system. It's gonna help you not in just that moment, but in every aspect of your life as you keep, you know, getting older and older. And I think she knew the meaning of hard work and earning things from the beginning, from when she was little, you know. And then she's like, "You want to be in this association? You gotta fucking earn it, you know. You want to compete? You gotta earn it. If they don't believe in you gotta show them so they can believe in you." And I think it all comes back to her mom being the one. And think about the fact that the only people that believed in her were women. Mm-hmm. It was her mom and it was her coach. That's it. And obviously her sister yeah. obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people that were a quote unquote authority for her that actually believed in her were just women.
Although Benji, that like French guy who tries to swim.
Right.
I think he saw like what cojones she had, you know, to mm-hmm. to be the first woman to try to swim the English Channel, like a feat that only several other men had done, and like maybe a handful had attempted. Like, that's huge. It's like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Like, these people who do these things, why that was like my thing too, is like why would you want to do this to yourself?
I know, I'm too cold.
Yeah.
I
was like her in the beginning when she was trying to learn how to swim. That's me, so I'm not going anywhere.
Giovanni and Tracy don't know how to swim.
I don't know how to swim. Hey, I got swimming lessons last week, so
you should learn.
I have to get. I got it's swimming lessons, and I learned a few things. I'm not gonna say I know how to swim yet, but I have to keep up with them.
Well, don't feel bad. I'm gonna make a confession. I don't know how to ride a bike, so.
Oh, me either.
Oh, nice. Okay. I think Nicole is very surprised because he's her cousin, my boyfriend. It's a cycling man. I mean, he rides a lot of bike, but I don't know how to. So don't feel bad.
He's always riding a bike every day.
Yeah,
and he hasn't taught you?
I'm shocked.
No, he hasn't. He tried.
I'm
once
sure she hasn't even.
He tried once, and then he said, "No, like, I'm not gonna do out. It. Forget it."
It's scary though, like it to just get on a like a bicycle and not have like the training wheels, because I mean that's how you do it with a little kid, you know. You give them the so that they understand the balance and the weight, and then you take those off, and then you have the guide you. So it's like it's, you know, baby steps. They can't just.
I have a car now. I don't think I need. I don't think I need.
That's fair.
Exactly, which is like even if you knew how to ride a bike, why would you ride a bike down like a mountain? Like, why would you want to swim?
I haven't been on a bike since I was like 13.
Yeah,
I'm same. Good.
Well, actually, no, I'm a cycling instructor, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But like a
but like an actual bike outside, yeah,
stationary,
no,
sure.
No
but
way.
Yeah, I mean, like getting on a city bike and going around the street. No, thank you.
No, that's not gonna happen.
No, New York has to be traumatized.
The English Channel. I don't want to swim any river. I just want to swim in the pool. That's it. Like, why?
But
who
also
wants to do that?
Guys, I was thinking when they, you know, at some point, I think she was like, well, you know, her first round of crossing the canal, she, you know, she basically gets poisoned by, you know, the coach
that
who
asshole.
Did not believe in her and was
him.
The most
terrible,
horrible human being ever. And I think she was like 9 miles in. And people were so disappointed. And I was like, 9 fucking miles swimming? It's so fucking much. Like, and you would see it in the show that she's basically swimming against, you know, the waves. And I was so, if I wake up one day at 5 a.m., which happens twice a week because I gotta go to work, I have to take a nap. That day. And this girl was swimming for hours, and they were feeding her through her swim, no fucking breaks, and they were like, oh my god, she didn't make it.
I want to see them try to swim even 1 mile.
That's what I say.
Thank you.
That's what I say. Yeah,
I'm like, stop judging her because you probably run 3 steps and you're running out of breath. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that she even said, "I'm gonna try this. You're a winner already."
No, I knew the bitch was crazy when she was like, "How about I meet you there at the restaurant with your mother?"
I love
what?
It.
What?
In Battery Park to New Jersey.
That was so exciting.
No, she's like. Are you even like mentally prepared for that? She was like, yeah, I'll do it right now.
It was badass as fuck. I'll say that. It was super badass. But I've seen that river, the Hudson River. And
that, do you know how many dead bodies are probably in there?
And from New York to New Jersey.
It was probably worse back then because there's like no fucking
a bunch of dead bodies.
Oh, and like pollution. No,
and the part that she went through the jellyfishes. Did you see that? Oh my god. Wow.
And she's like screaming as she's swimming. And I was like, oh no, thank
I thought that the movie was gonna end there because I said, how is she gonna do that? I mean,
right.
And I want to go back.
She's got to go through it. Jellyfish.
Exactly. There were tons of it.
I know.
It reminded me of Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Oh, when they had to like go through all the jellyfish, I was like, she's Dory right now.
I want to go back to her first coach who poisoned her.
Wolf.
I'm annoyed that they never kind of like gave me the satisfaction of her outing him, like, hey, you piece of shit. Yeah. I didn't make it the first time because you fucking poisoned me, you know?
She didn't have any proof, probably.
Yeah, but still, I kind of wanted to, like, beat that fucker up. And I wanted, I mean, he did go down because she beat him, but because he never made it. But still,
I mean, that was
like,
her revenge. I just is wanted, like,
I'm just a spiteful, bitter person.
like give him like I feel like ping 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 pew, and then pew, like pew, film like it.
Uh huh. Like, suck the like, fart out of my it. Ass, you know.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Your fucking pussy ass bitch.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would have been great actually.
It would have, but I mean the consequences of doing that, you know. Because it would have been bigger, especially back then. Like, women can't do anything. So imagine she punches a guy in the face. Forget it. So her huge, like, fuck you, was the fact that she did complete that swim through the channel. Because even that bartender, when he was sitting in the bar, and the guy was like, well, she makes it, then you're going to be the guy who didn't finish and couldn't coach her. Right. So, like, oof. Right. Slap
that
in the face.
Bad.
That hurt his pee-pee and his ego.
He is the epitome of toxic, like this.
Yes.
Of toxic masculinity.
Completely.
Yeah. He is what toxic masculinity means.
You look it up in the dictionary and there's his picture.
And it's his face.
Especially the men in that
because
movie.
Exactly, I was going to say. Bench. The other one, I don't know, the fat one. I don't want to say fat, but the fat one.
the sponsor, the rich one?
Yeah, that one.
Yes, The one that had the company, that was going to sponsor them, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah, he didn't believe in her either. It's all these, you know, what's so upsetting too, is not just they didn't believe in her. It was also like, they thrive on it. They are happy to see her not win. And it's so toxic, you know. So you're right, Tracy, the best fuck you she gave was to cross New York to New Jersey, cross the canal, and be like, and then hold that record of New York to New Jersey for 82 fucking years. Wow. You guys know she lived to like 98.
Yeah, 98.
Yeah. I mean, the all bitch that swimming, beat measles. I guess.
See, and that's what I want to say is like, I think her surviving measles, it was like, just after that, it was the biggest rush to just live life and go for it, and nothing was ever going to stop her because she beat death.
She had a great immune system and body. Like
she got the German
genes.
And
at the end, she stayed deaf. Right.
She did end up losing her hearing. See, because that was the other thing too. Yeah, with measles, and they said, well, you know, if you continue to swim, like you're going to completely lose your hearing. And she said, I don't care. Like, I love to swim. This is what I want to do. So it was like nothing was going to stop her anyway.
Like, why is that a thing?
How is connected, right? In your organism? It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about measles.
So I asked Trey, I was like, what can you compare it to? He's like, it would be like a really, really bad chicken pox.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has to be like extreme, no cure basically. And everything is like on steroids, everything you get through the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah. He's like, but back then it was like, oh yeah, you have a fever, we don't have Tylenol, sorry,
you're gonna die.
You know, he didn't exist
basically. Yeah, they're like, the fever's gonna take her,
you might die tonight. Bye. You know, it was good knowing you.
By the way, that was so funny. I love that scene. She's gonna die and then she's coming down the stair and I want down cheese.
Got any cheese?
That was so funny.
I'm hungry,
give me some cheese.
I love that girl, but yeah. The little one that interpreted her when she's little, I'm in love with that girl. It was great.
She did a great job. Yeah. And also like the her acting too, like from being sick to, you know, being with a little bit more energy. I was like, she did such a good job already, and she's so little, she's so tiny.
Which is so playing the little guitar or the banjo.
Yeah,
she was so funny. Yeah.
That was funny.
She was so sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say, though, that I was pretty impressed with Daisy Ridley. Not just the fact with the swimming, but she's British, right? So she had an American accent. Mm-hmm. And not just that, but you could tell that it was like a little New York in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Not bad, because not all English actors can do an American accent. It's true. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Americans most of the time are terrible with British accents. But I thought it was pretty good. It was pretty believable. So I was impressed with that.
She reminds me a little bit of Keira Knightley. Even like her acting choices. You know, yeah, she has a lot in the face. They kind of like, there's this similarity, but her acting choices were a lot like something that Keira Knightley would do. And I want to say, I didn't know many of these actors. And I think everyone did an amazing job.
They did.
You know, there wasn't a moment that I was like, oh, this could have been better. You know, I think everyone went to work. Which I think is so important because he's also, you know, it's a Disney Plus movie, and Disney, you know, they just keep getting better at this point. But we always think, like, you think of a Disney movie that is like from their network and you're thinking of like High School Musical, you know, you're thinking of Disney Channel thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And Disney Channel, I don't think it's even a thing anymore, is it? I don't even know.
I don't know if they really do movies as much.
Definitely.
Like, I know
as much,
TV
yeah,
shows,
I don't think.
But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of...
Well, the Descendants. They have an app now. Oh, God. And that's on bad acting.
Yeah.
So cringy.
Speaking of accents, did you know that the woman coach, she's also British? You ever want anyone here watch Fleabag?
Yes.
She's the sister.
You know, it's so funny.
I did see that movie.
She's the sister, and she plays a good Queens New York accent.
That was good.
She does a fucking good job doing it, too.
I feel like a lot of the people in this movie, I look at them and I go, I've seen them in something. The sister, Meg, I know I've seen her in something. The asshole coach Wolf, I know I've seen him in something. Her father was in Killing Eve, so I know where he's from.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like everyone has been in things. Maybe they weren't like huge or they didn't have like super big parts, but I'm like, I know I've seen all these actors in things before and like good stuff though.
It happened to me with Benji. He has been in numerous TV shows that I've seen, and I was like, yeah, you are that one.
I've seen Benji somewhere, and I couldn't figure out where. But
right, and if he really is French, so maybe it was like a French show on Netflix, because they do like their foreign, like, and some of them are really good too. Like some of their like foreign TV shows and movies and stuff. So maybe you did see him.
Benji was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm looking him up now. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Dead Men Tell No Tales?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
He's in that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. And he was also in Peaky Blinders. Manuel told me that he was in Peaky Blinders, but I didn't remember him.
Oh, that's
true. Uh-huh.
That is true. He is.
And in Band of Brothers.
See, good stuff. See, these are good actors. Maybe they're not like big names necessarily, mm-hmm. but like solid, mm-hmm. good acting. And let's be honest, most of them are probably British, and the Brits just...
They are superior. They are superior. Shakespeare.
Exactly, because they are classically trained. So it's like, if you can do mm-hmm. Shakespeare, you can fucking do anything.
You can do anything.
Because to me, Shakespeare is the hardest. So. I mean, their food sucks.
Remember all those
but...
like the, that's true. Remember all the all the times that we had to like workshop Shakespeare scenes, and it's like, well, you actually have to pretend that it's not just there, the audience. The audience is completely around you. Like, around. It has to be like a circle. And I was like, I can't be thinking of all these things at the same time. You know? So like, I can't be thinking
they're judging my
that my hair needs to act.
And my ass? No.
It was so overwhelming. But, you know, that's how they learn. This is why they get so good. Because they... You know, every part of their body is acting in every fucking scene. So, British actors, this is a huge shout out for you guys.
You guys are superior.
We love you.
And they do American accents better than we do British accents.
Yes.
That's
true. I will say that.
That's true.
Way better.
Yeah. I wanted to point it out that at the beginning of the movie, Trudy, being very little, says... I don't want to buy the hot dog. I want to earn it. Because the father says, oh, you have to take the money and go and buy the hot dog. And she was like, I don't want to buy it. I want to earn it. And I think from that time, from that line, you can more or less know that she's going to be like an empowered woman, that she's going to be everything and that she's going to do everything she wants. I love the line and I love how she said it because it's exactly what happens at the end. She earned what she did, you know? I love it.
Yep.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's a good setup of what is coming, you mm-hmm. know? And she, that, what you said, that at the end, nobody gave her that. She fucking earned it. Mm-hmm. And even at the end when she was lost in the shadows, you know, that she, you know, in her head, she's about to give up.
Yeah.
But that's the one time that people did not give, people that weren't her mom or her sister did not give up on her. And she earned that from mm-hmm. everyone. So that right there is like a full circle of earning things. She earned people believing in her and all of them like showing up and putting all the like lights and fire and all this stuff so she could see them. By the way, that was a great moment, but I'm going to sound like an asshole right now. And I think I sounded like an asshole while watching the movie. I'm watching the movie and this is happening and I look at Trey and I'm like, how has this not been a thought? Like, oh, they get lost in the shadows. We lost it. How had there been no fucking lights there before? You know, I'm like, were we stupid in 1920s? Were we imbeciles going around, you know? Because if you know, this has happened to many swimmers that they don't make it after the shadows or they freeze in the shadows because they don't know where to go. How are you not lighting up with many lights for the swimmer to know where they need to go?
Well,
I don't think there was a way to do that.
I don't, I think it's too far out. They would have to build like lampposts. But
she saw it.
But exactly. They did it with her in that moment.
She saw it. Oh, you mean like...
Well, I think with the shallows, what it is, it's like the boats can't go through, but, I mean, she's still, like, in the main part of the water. Like, she's not too close to the
and
coast.
And it's dark.
Right. But how would you do it? Like, a buoy with a lantern in it? Because, I mean, they barely had electricity.
True. But, like, they did fire a flag. They love flags back in the day. Flag for everything, you know? Put a fucking flag. Because, you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, they never done this before. Because you hear about all these people, you know, that died trying, you know? And they kept talking about the shadows. Like, that was, or the shallow end, whatever. It's heartbreaking that, you know, so many people died almost there because it's not too far, but mm-hmm. in the fucking darkness, you, after you swam all that way, you're going to be so close and then you don't fucking make it. Yeah. You know, that's heartbreaking. And all these people didn't make it because they basically didn't know where they were, you know, because it's so confusing. So I'm like, were we stupid before that nobody said we need to find a way to make a signal, something well, for them to know where to go?
Which is why I guess they lit all those little bonfires on the
cliffs.
Yes,
100%. And she earned that shit.
But that's the thing is, like, she had that crowd of people to listen to her on the radio and sort of follow her journey and, like, want her to do it, whereas, like, maybe with these other guys it was like, eh, another dude's crossing the channel.
Once again, it had to be a woman. Like, women cleaning up the mess always.
Yeah.
They have to come and organize shit and cleaning it up.
You know, men don't think of anything. They don't think of shit.
They really don't.
But I do see what you mean, Nikki. It's true. Because it's like, why wouldn't you want to prevent someone? Like, you're following them in a fucking boat the whole time to make sure that they're, like, going the right way. And then they're almost done. And you're going to be like, well, we can't go because it's too shallow for us. But good luck.
Exactly. And then you would, like, it's like, oh no, they just swim 1 or 2 miles. No, this bitch has been swimming for like 17 miles.
I know.
And you're
so
not going to give her a little help at the end, you know, a little mm-hmm. signal. It's so simple. You don't need lights. You need a little, like, flag or, like, some guidance, like, put some sticks. I don't know. It's too shallow. Put something.
Because
when I saw her lost, first of all, I respect the sea. I respect it so much. I'm so scared of it, you know. Like, the fact that she did that is just, like, mind-blowing. But also seeing her lost, again, I did not know this story. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to lose her here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing her desperation, you know, and that thing of, like, fuck, I have to give up after a whole day of this. Mm-hmm. A whole day swimming nonstop. And I know I'm close because this is the part where people get lost. But I don't know where to fucking go.
And the energy that she's wasting treading water.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was breaking my heart. I was like, no, please don't die.
I know. I was... My hands were sweating. I was like, oh my God, no.
And she did it so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The actress, she performed that moment there so well. And then, I don't know if you guys did this, but when I started seeing the lights, I kept saying, turn around!
Yeah, I was like, bitch, turn around.
Yeah. And she was closing her eyes, and I was like, no, don't close them. Open them.
You see her, like, go under eyes. The water, and you're like, get back up and turn around.
Yeah, what was that about? Was she tired?
I think she was giving up.
Yeah, she was tired.
This is it. I give up. I mean, I would have died 10 hours ago because...
Same. I would have died an hour in. I was like, I'm tired. I need a nap. I'm tired.
And, like, 2 feet in, and my body would have washed back up on the shore. That's how far I would not have gone. Like, she barely went anywhere. She drowned already.
Bayana.
Yeah. whale on the shore.
Tracy would have come out saying, I can't do this shit, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Peace out. Like, also, it's too cold. I hate the cold. Like, when her sister was like, I don't know how she's doing. I can't feel my hands or my feet. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Also, I'm going to sound like an other asshole. This girl gets out of the water, and nobody has a towel for her.
I thought the same thing, too. I was like, where's the blanket? And the sister was like, here, wear my jacket.
Listen, you know, a lot of them were, like, giving up on her, you know? Yeah. They were like, we lost her already. But, yo, she coming. She, be ready. Take your jacket off. She's... They see her in because, you know, they can't touch her. But once she's out, let's hug her. No, she's fucking freezing, man. Cover her and then you can hug her. You know, obviously, this is like part of the storytelling. But, you know, I was getting upset at the end many times because, you know, it's that impotencia, like when you can't do anything about it, you know, it's happening, you're like, I need to help her, but I really can't. It was at the lights. I was like, how did they not think about this before? You could have saved her an hour probably while she was like treading water there, and then she comes out and nobody's giving her something to keep her warm. They're like hugging her, and the poor girl is like shivering the whole time.
Seriously, you know? She's like, probably thirsty, good. Hungry, cold, thirsty. Tired. Yes. Her legs are jelly. Like, I'm sure she probably just wants to, like, lay down. And they're, like, just standing there waiting for her. I'd be like, come on! You can do it! And, like, cheering her on.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, but, you know, we actually don't know if it was exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It was more, like, in the movie.
Maybe they had, Nikki. Maybe they had. At the real moment, maybe they had.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, get the girl a towel.
I'm trying to remember how it was in Naiad when she came out, because they have the live footage of when she did it. It wasn't that long ago. I don't remember what year she did that swim. I think in 2019?
I don't remember either.
Wow.
Yeah. I also appreciate in the movie
that was a moment.
The relationship, well, I'm an only child, so when there are like a sister brother relationship, I'm like, oh, that's so nice, because I don't know what that is for me. I don't understand sisters and brothers relationships. I respect them. I don't want it. I've been very okay like this. But I really appreciate the relationship that they had, because at first her sister was the one who was like achieving some things with the swimming lessons and all that. But then when she began and she get better and start winning all the awards of the careers and everything, she was like there for her, and she was happy and she was supporting her. And even then, when she had to marry whoever her father wanted, and she was going like to the Olympics and everything, her sister was there and was like, I'm here to you and I want you to do this. And at the end in the career, the one that was there like 100%, because her father was there, but he wasn't very convinced about it. It was her, and I think that it was like a pretty part of the movie that they could show us the relationship that they had, and that she has someone there
to support.
Yeah, to support her. Cause look how pretty it was when she put the music and she was like, "Yeah, you can do it." And I love that part also, that the sister could be like a person that she can trust and support her.
And 100%. When you see her like getting really tired and like fighting against the waves and like she's not really making a lot of headway, and then she jumps into the channel because they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, Trudy hates losing a race. Like she's putting herself in there to like help motivate her too. So I agree. I loved their like dynamic and their like support with each other, because like you said, it could have gone the other way where she could have been really jealous.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, like she's stealing my spotlight, and, but she wasn't at all. So,
Hi, Nikki. If that was you swimming and Tracy and I, like, cheering you on, good luck.
I know none of us are going
to
be able
to jump into that water. You are
I'd be fucked. I'd be fucked big time. You guys would probably throw me like a lifesaver. Yeah. I'd
be like, here, good luck.
You'd be like, here, hold this because we can't do this.
Yeah, I'll be there with the net. Be like, oh, hold on to the net, grab onto this.
Or I'll jump in with the life vest. That's it.
Yeah. You guys, I also think that both of you would be like, are you sure you don't want to give up?
Be oh like, my god, like, that would be so me.
Are you sure? Like, don't you want to go home? We can watch a movie,
have a glass of wine. Have some cheese.
Like a half hour in, too. Because this thing was how many hours? I'd be like half hour, and I'd be like, are you sure you just don't want
to... Let's just go home and have some cheese.
Charcuterie.
Girl, we can watch a movie. We'll call it a night.
Oh, my goodness. I honestly kept saying that. I was like, I don't know how she's doing it, because I feel... There's like a few things that I'm like, oh my god, it's like those 2 days that I wake up at 5 a.m. must nap those 2 days. That's number one. If there's like an apocalypse, I don't want to fight. I'm like, just take me out real quick, because that whole thing of like running constantly, fighting for food, I cannot sleep on the floor because of my scoliosis on my back. There's so many things. I can't see. I'm in disadvantage. I'm like, I will hold everyone back, you know? So there's, like, many things that I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm cool. I'm cool not doing any of those things, you know? I don't need to swim a canal. If there's an apocalypse, just leave me out.
Like, and that's the thing. She did this of her own volition. She did it for fun.
Yeah.
Like, she volunteered as tribute. She said, I'll go.
I know.
God.
So, I mean, wow. Good for her. And she fucking did it. And you know what? I didn't know about this. I had never heard of her before.
Me neither.
Absolutely no idea.
She's a woman.
Because she's a
woman.
They won't tell us.
That's true.
But I'm glad she did it, because you imagine going through all that shit and then you don't make it?
They would make a movie off of that.
Because she didn't make it. That's the
point. I have a question for you guys. Did you cry?
I did at the
end.
I definitely got teary-eyed.
I did when... not when she made it. It was like when she got off the boat and everyone cheered her on.
Me too.
Because the first time that she got off the boat, nobody even like looked at her. They looked at the guys.
Her family wasn't even there.
Yeah, her family wasn't there.
That's it.
And then like what really made me like, you know, when she was like, the coach comes with
me. Yes.
Yes. I was like, fucking powerful, because that's the person that showed her how to swim. That's not that fucking piece of shit that she had on the first try.
No,
you know, of crossing that canal. You know, but that was the one that was there since she was really, really young. So that's when I was like, oh my god.
I didn't cry.
Also, women unite,
because I'm a bitter bitch. I didn't cry. I need a lot to make me cry. I did get very, very close to probably getting teary-eyed when she got lost. She was like, no, because I think her acting was so good.
Too good.
Like,
too.
I thought, like, it really felt like she was, like, I can feel, like, her disappointment. Like, fuck, I made it all this way, and now I'm gonna die. You know? Like, I just, and the way that she acted it, I was just like, God, I would feel so defeated too. Like, oh, that's heavy.
Yeah.
But that was that part.
What about you, Pieri? When were you like?
Well, I began crying when the dad and the sister came to her in the
to swim with her.
No, no. When they appeared for the first time, that she was
oh the sister was, and the dad.
Yeah, there. And in the hospital. Then,
yeah,
in the hospital, that's it. And then when, yeah, the same Nikki, when she went out and everybody was there, like, and when she hugged her mom, I mean, with the relationship with her mom, for me, it was like, that's why beautiful. You are here. That's, you made it because of her, because she mm-hmm. did it. I mean, if she hasn't done it, you wouldn't be there. So the relationship with the mother for me was very important, and I feel like very connected with them.
I love that. Yeah, that was a beautiful part, a beautiful journey to see from the beginning, you know, and the worry, like in what you were saying, Joe, like that they got us in right away. The kid is sick, you know, and you see the mom worrying already, mm-hmm. and not knowing what to do, and like calling the doctor, you know. And you know, as a child, when you see your parents fighting for you to make it, like anything, sickness, you know, cheering you on and fighting for you to get the things that you want, it's so inspiring to know that, you know, you have that support system with you, you know, since you're little. Mm-hmm. And I think her mom was her support system the whole time, and the one that, you know, taught her to, you know, earn shit.
Yeah.
You know, things are not given to you. You have to work for them.
Well, and so, I also, yeah, I think it's that time of like, immigrants, you know, like coming to another country. And I mean, I'm sure they were born there, but mm-hmm. having parents where, because it's the thing, it was like in the, you know, 1800s, early 1900s, like Italians, Polish,
mm-hmm.
Germans, like all those. It was like, you know, oh, you're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's why I think the father didn't want her to do it, because I think he wanted to just keep your head down, just work hard. Don't draw attention to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a negative thing. But she was like, eh, fuck that. I'm going to do what I want.
Yep, yep. And that fuck that was learned from her mom. It's like, right. Fuck you. We'll figure it out. We don't need you.
Did you guys, speaking of her mom, did you guys catch that detail when they went into the radio station? And she was like, I don't like this music. Change it.
Yes, I love that.
I was just like, was that like a subliminal message? Was that like a symbol? Like, was there a meaning behind that? I don't know. But
I mean, they were definitely women that were, you know, really decisive and knowing what they wanted. Yeah. I also feel like a representation of immigration was when, because this would happen in Latin America too. After she crosses and they are at the radio station, and she's like to the son, like, we gotta go. And he's like, what? But Trudy just crossed the canal. And he's like, yeah, but you didn't.
Get your ass to school. That was
so funny. And I'm like, my mom was exactly like that. Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You gotta go to school.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
So
I think that
was also a reflection of like their culture, you know, and, you know, like, we don't stop it until mm-hmm. you get shut down here. So. Yeah,
I
really like that scene of like the mom at the radio station. Every time they would go back to it, it was like it was stress, but it was also like a comedy relief in the mm-hmm. in the stress. So yeah, I really like that.
Oh, and then I just remembered when they're in the apartment and she's in the kitchen and looking out the window and seeing all of the other people in the apartments. Like, beautiful. Gathering by their radio to listen. Like, there's the both times that she does it, right? So the first attempt, mm-hmm. she fails, but mm-hmm. then the second one, before, because she is expecting them back, right? She's mm-hmm. like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, they're on their way home, because the brother's like, oh, Trudy's doing it again. And she's like, okay, like, go to
dreaming.
Bed, shut up.
You were dreaming or something.
Right, exactly. And then she sees everyone, like, sitting at their radios and, like, listening, and she hears it, like, the echo coming out through the alley, and it was like, oh my god, can you imagine, like, everybody listening to those mm-hmm. updates, like, your daughter doing this thing.
Yeah, the father says that when she arrived to the beach, she's my daughter, and I was like,
right, oh, now you
oh,
are.
Now you're
now she's your daughter, right?
Well, it's hard, so trying to change.
Yeah, you were gonna say, Tracy?
They're used to their culture and how things are, because I mean they were doing arranged marriages.
Yeah.
Oh my too, god. You know, like that the Meg was like in love with this guy. Oh, he wants to marry me, and the next thing you know, she is married, but it's to some other guy that her father was like, eh, you're gonna marry this guy. You know? Oh my and god. I feel like it is long ago, but it's not that long ago. Mm-hmm, which is crazy. So just like that time. It's like what your parents said goes.
What do you mean? We're in a time where women's don't even own their own uterus rights, so
it's so sad.
Oh well, yeah.
I'm gonna go cry in a corner. So hey, talking about women, and I'm just gonna do like a quick segue of like 2 minutes, and we'll go back to it, and Tracy will give us the fun facts. Last Sunday, there was like a little shakeup in this country, and there was a little shakeup in this country, and we had a little political hope for us this year, because for me, as a person that is voting for the first time in this country, there was no hope. And I was like, fuck this. I don't want to give my voice to this, because, you know, these two people that we have as options are both gonna die if they breathe one more time. So, you know, and also, like, no, I'm like sick and tired of old white men trying to run this country. Exactly.
Old white men.
I'm just curious, Pieri, like, being that you're from Dominican Republic, do countries outside of the U.S. know what's going on here?
Yeah, of course.
It's just so embarrassing.
You guys are with your popcorn, just like
yeah,
it's so
like
embarrassing.
That. Yeah, it is. For me, it is like I don't understand. I mean, for me, it's why, how?
I live here and I don't understand.
We live here. We don't care.
Because here in DR we have. We have a lot of problems. Maybe the same problem that a lot of other countries. But things like that, I don't think they happen here. Like that, I mean, like you have a president that doesn't know where he stand up. I think we don't leave things like that. But yeah, we know all about it.
Yeah, like the options were either a sexist, misogynist, racist, or somebody that is dying. So I was like, I can't, this can't be my first experience. I'm sorry, you know? So, you know, I got really hopeful, and there's a lot of talk, and I'm hopeful for the next generation, because obviously this person first is a woman, and they're also not fucking dying or not too old, and you know, it's right now what we have is a felon versus a prosecutor. So if that doesn't tell you much, I don't know what else can tell you that this change is a breath of fresh air right now.
Hey, she raised $81 million in 24 hours.
In 24 hours. She has raised more money than Biden was racing in like months and months of campaigning. So, because people have hope now, you know? And I think we needed that as people that are fucking paying taxes. So, yeah.
Well, are they having, sorry, real quick, they're having a debate, what, in September or something?
No, because guess what?
What?
He doesn't wanna do a debate anymore. Why? Why do you think is that?
Oh, wow. It's just gonna make him look stupid.
Well, because that's what I like. Because I was like, oh, good, they'll have a like one more debate before voting in November. Because like I want to hear what she has to say too. You know, like I'm curious, and that's part of it. Like when you run, like you should have the chance to plead your case of like why you should vote for me. Yeah, and you should. That's the whole point. It shouldn't matter what Trump wants. Like it should just be like you guys are going to debate.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. And the thing is, like, you know, she's just a nominee. You know, we'll know after the convention if it's gonna be her. It's obviously gonna be her. I don't think we have a better like another option right now that we can like be like that one. But you know, it's better than what we had before, and I feel really, really hopeful because we could have the first female president ever in this country. Yeah. And I think she has a lot of charisma because I think that's what Hillary was lacking. And you know, I feel like it's a breath of fresh air at this point after the past like 7 months that everyone has been like, this cannot be true. You know, like that's all we kept thinking as people that live here. We're like, this can be true. This cannot be happening right now. And to have that little little change, and we have Trudy swimming the canal, and now we may have
100 years later
because of you president. Swimming the canal, we right. finally we may have the first female years president later, might get our first female president.
Might. It's a big might.
100 years later.
Yeah, we have no idea. So, fun facts.
I do have some for you. Okay, so I have. Thank you. So I have a few facts about the movie itself. So I'll start with that. So the film was actually shot in Varna, Bulgaria, and the cold waters of the Black Sea.
Holy shit.
Wow!
Either way, no, thank you.
Exactly.
Daisy Ridley trained for months in open water, and she was trained by English Olympic medalist Siobhan O'Connor. I'm not familiar with her, but that's great. So she had a professional, which is helpful. Oh, and she also had to learn period swimming in the sense of, like, how they swam 100 years ago. Because obviously,
sports have evolved. Because she was talking about, like, the, I guess, the beats per minute, like, through a song. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, was that a technique before? Is this still going on? I was going to ask you if you knew anything about that.
So that is, like, periods. So I guess they learned those techniques years ago. And since then, like, obviously, like, sports and things evolve. So it's different now. Oh, sorry, real quick. Breaststroke.
Yeah.
How far is she going to get with that?
I know. Cool. I fucking hate
it. Idiot. That's all he kept saying.
What an idiot.
That's all he said.
Hate him. okay. Obviously, the jellyfish were CG. But they used jellyfish proxies that later became animated. So I'm assuming that it was like a prop. Because she does like throw one. I think that was real.
Yes.
So like real ones for her to interact with. But obviously it was CG. The beach scene when she finishes and she's getting out of the water. There were 1,000 extras.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, facts about the real Trudy. So, Trudy was actually the one who changed her swimsuit, not her sister, although I'm sure maybe she helped, but she made it out of silk and less material because it wouldn't weigh her down and she could move through the water more easily. Obviously. She was the one who, all right, she was the one who actually put the candle wax on her goggles.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And
wait,
and
did how she do did that? It? Like in, yeah, in the middle of the.
I have no idea, but that's.
Well, that's it what wasn't a question. It wasn't me. A question for you. It was a question.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
But can throw a candle. Throw a candle.
Unless it was like
a light candle.
Her, it was like her idea, and she was like, hey, here's how you fix this. Do it for me.
Okay.
Maybe it was that.
Okay.
But, oh, another moment, talking about that, another moment that I looked at Trey and I was like, why only one goggle?
Like they don't have a backup pair?
Yeah.
Or 10? I mean, it's a long ass swim.
How don't you have 10 goggles? She's going to be swimming for hours.
I think, Nikki, that help team that she had wasn't like the team prepared for the logistics. Yeah, they were just like, okay, we are here to be your companion, and that's it. I mean, we don't think anything else, just to be here with you until you get there. Not in the logistics of the swimming thing.
Oh, man.
I hope you're right, because it didn't seem like that. I hope after that, like, things changed. Because
yeah, sure.
You have a person swimming for probably, like, 19 hours. I don't know how, 20 hours? I don't know, something like that. You have a person, and you don't have backup for everything. You need a swimsuit. You need, you know, goggles. You need all these little things. And then the lights at the end of the tunnel, they didn't have that either. You know, like,
for a flare. I'm like,
come on, people.
Did they have flares together?
I don't think so.
They must have had something. But they had firearms, so throw something up in the air.
Right.
You know?
Throw a pigeon something. Up there and, like, with a firework and just have it explode. Go that way.
You, like, sacrifice the one pigeon.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, they're gross anyway. Okay. Oh, so you know that she was rubbing that, like, Crisco on
Vaseline?
Her body? So, yeah, I, like, didn't know what that was, actually. So, it was she used a combination of grease, olive oil, and Vaseline. Now, back then, they thought that it was meant to keep you warm, which it doesn't. But it does help with chafing. Mm. So, like, with the water.
What?
Chafing, so, like when the water hits your skin.
Like irritación.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
between her first and second attempt, Trudy actually did go home to America, and she trained, and she got more used to the cold water, and then she went back a year later. So she went home 1925, returned in 1926, and then completed her second attempt.
Okay. So it wasn't that fast turnover.
Definitely not. But obviously for theatrical purposes, you know, it makes like higher stakes. Trudy's father promised Trudy a car if she finished swimming the channel successfully, and he did actually keep his promise. So when they returned to New York, he got her car.
Good.
Good for her. I know, that's like a big deal. In Trudy's real crossing across the channel, she did actually face a tremendous storm that created punishing waves and slowed her down and forced her to change direction. So they didn't show that in the movie. And also, I'm like, that had to add how much more time to her swim, and she still beat the dude by 2 hours? That's like, that makes it even more impressive, because I'm kind of surprised that they didn't put in a storm, because you could see like the black clouds ahead, and the guy looked at them, and it was sort of ominous, and you could feel like, oh, like a storm is coming, because he said we need to watch out for the weather. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't put something in there.
And you are in open sea. There is going to be storms, like, always at some point. So
yeah, exactly. But so she actually did go through that shit, which is crazy. So the first time that she tried to swim the channel, she most likely failed due to getting the tide wrong and not preparing enough. Although Trudy does believe, or did believe, that Wolf, the coach, did try to poison her. So that is her account. So I don't know if that wasn't, like, confirmed nor denied. Yeah. Exactly. But according to her account, she really feels like he tried to poison her.
Nuts. And I wouldn't be surprised.
Me either.
Right, me neither.
Like, he's such a petty pab. Anything to make her stop.
Such a pab.
Mm-hmm. In 1926, so the year that Trudy completes her swim, four other women had tried and failed to swim the channel. So that is interesting. So there were women who had attempted before her.
That's another thing that they should have put in the movie.
Right. Yeah. So other women did try, but they didn't complete it. In 1927, Mercedes Gleitz became the first British woman to successfully cross the channel. She didn't beat Trudy's time, though. So Trudy's record did hold up for 24 years. And then in 1950, it was surpassed by Florence Chadwick in 13 hours and 23 minutes.
That's way faster.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe the weather was a good day. The weather helped.
The weather has to be.
She didn't have jellyfish.
Oh.
No storms.
It must have been like a perfect time to do that swim.
Yeah,
I think so. But that is still really fucking impressive.
That's really fucking fast.
Wow.
And last one. Trudy almost drowned when she was 7, which is actually most likely the reason for her wanting to learn how to swim. So it was really her and not her mom. But I'm sure that her mom still helped her, like, get the lesson. Like, that probably wasn't easy. But, yeah.
Was it the mom or was it the sister's mom? Wasn't it? The mom said that it was her sister.
In the movie, it was the mom's sister.
Sisters, right.
That lost to... She lost her sister due to drowning.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, and they show at the beginning, like, the
boat on fire.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, children died because they didn't know how to swim.
Which I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, would I rather burn alive or drown? I think I'd rather drown.
I don't know. I always think about
actually,
it.
Actually, I have no idea.
Would you rather?
I think drowning if I had to pick one.
Drown.
I don't know. Which one takes
the heat?
Which one takes less
faster?
Whatever's faster.
I think drowning is faster. Burning.
Drowning
is takes
my
longer.
Thing. My thing is also the consciousness, because when you burn, you do learn, you lose your nerve endings, the feeling, so you can't feel the heat, but you're probably still conscious, which sounds terrible. Whereas I feel like if you're drowning, you lose oxygen, so you, like, you're,
okay, drowning.
It's like you're
going to sleep. I heard the lungs filling up. It's painful as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but also you're on fire.
Ay, Dios mío.
Why are you talking about this?
On the inside of your body or on the outside?
I don't want to talk about that.
This escalated so quickly.
My mind goes. I'm sorry.
New thing to get anxiety from.
Right. Seriously, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's really interesting because I don't know. Whatever's faster, whatever takes me out faster. Whatever's faster.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Does anybody have a gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the fun facts. Those were good.
Yeah, they were very good. And Joe, you want to give them the Rotten Tomatoes score?
Yes. So the Rotten Tomatoes score is at 88%, which is very good. Great. And then the audience score is great, 98%. And then on IMDb,
that's
I think
really,
I got
really
7.4.
Good.
And
okay.
My
well,
score
I
is
give it a
thumbs up.
I really liked it. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what I was getting into, and I really liked it. I mean, I was in it. I was, like, yelling at the screen the whole time. So I was invested.
Good.
I was invested, and it's also like based on a true story. Mm. It does not get better than that. I wish, you know, sometimes I think education for us when we were little, there were many things that they could have taught us through a movie like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And instead of like books, oh my god, sometimes I was like, can I just watch a movie that, like, a fun movie that's mm-hmm. gonna tell me everything about our history, right? That'd be great. I mean, now we have a few of them, but for example, if I have a kid, I would tell them, you need to watch this movie. This is part of history. This is so important. Mm-hmm. And it's well done. I think mm-hmm. the cinematography was beautiful. Everything. The costumes.
I do want to say real quick, they did film on open water.
Wow.
Like, that was real. Like, her swimming in, like I said, that was like the Black Sea. Like, all of it. They really made a point
Great.
Prep their crew, and yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. So I feel like anything that was in a soundstage was probably just like some of the stuff in New York or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anything that was really like the outdoor swimming was real, which is super impressive.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But I think that adds to it, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the costumes.
The costumes, I think it was beautiful. I think everyone did an amazing mm-hmm. like acting job. Everyone was really well performed. Even the people that I hated, you know, I hated them. You know, when you hate a character, they're doing an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everything was really well done. There wasn't one moment that I was like, you know, no. I got angry at those moments. But I was also thinking, you know, it's the 1920s. They don't think the way that we think now, you know, be preparedness, you know, they don't have that.
Right.
But yeah, I give it 2 thumbs up. My toes are up too.
Wow, impressive. Yeah, I did like it. And I would recommend it to other people too.
Yeah.
Which, completely. I mean, sometimes you can like a movie, but it's like, you know, don't watch it. Like, it's unless you want to.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would tell people, like, you should go and watch this. It is good.
Yeah. For me, it was great.
What about you, Pieri?
For me, it was great because I think that when you have a good story, it's, like, easier to have a good movie. Of course, a lot of other things should be well done, but you have, like, the half of the movie won because you have a good story. And for me, it was a good story. I didn't know anything about it. I like that. I love not knowing because it surprises me more. So I think it was a good story that they knew how to present and how to do it. The direction, I think it was awesome. I mean, in any time, like Nikki says, I wasn't bored. I wasn't wanted, like, to do another thing. I was very focused on what was happening, and I like that I cried because I enjoyed the films that make you like feel sadness or anger or whatever. Like, that movie was making me feel a lot of things, and I think that because of that I enjoyed the most. And I love the fact that Manuel wasn't one to see it, because he just see the poster and he was like, oh, it looks like a little boring. I don't want to see it.
Stay with Trey.
But he was here with me and I put it, and when the movie was passing out, he was like, And at the end, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He was crying. So he liked it.
Okay.
So
there we go.
He liked it. So he
That's
liked
how you
it.
Wiping tears.
Yeah.
That's how you
and,
know.
And I think, in general, I think it was a great movie. I would much recommend, because I think everything, it's okay. I mean, the actors were good. The development of the story interesting. The story is good. I mean, I love it. I love it.
It was a great, great, great movie. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you liked it too. Joe said he gave it a 2 thumbs up. So I guess like we're all giving it a thumbs up and we all think you should watch it. And then you come back to us and listen to this episode and rate and review and subscribe. But before we end up, Pieri, where can people find you?
So I'm in Instagram in Los Reviews de Pieri all together. And I hope to see you guys there also and to comment all the things that I see. I wanted to say before we go that I'm also watching Presumed Innocent and it's so, so, so good. So if you haven't watched it, yeah, you should.
Recommend it.
Recommend it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really, really good. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put Pierina's Los Reviews de Pieri on our show notes so you guys can see her account there and just click on it and then go to her Instagram and give her a follow. Thank you so much for joining us today. We loved having you. We loved having your perspective. Also, shout out to Tracy for choosing this movie, because yes. She was the one that was like,
thank hey, you Tracy.
Yeah, this was a great choice. We were like, oh, what are we gonna judge this week?
I know, I was I was nervous because I was like, watch me pick something that's like boring and bad. I'm so happy it was good and everyone liked it.
You did it great.
You can't get worse than the zone of interest. And I picked
My gosh.
That's true. That movie killed me. But yeah, thank you for joining us today, Pieri. Everyone, mm-hmm. thank you so much for listening. We hope to have you again next week.
Whenever
everyone,
you want.
Leave a rate, review, comment, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, and on YouTube. I forget about YouTube. We are on YouTube too. And you can, if you don't have any podcast platform, you can always listen through YouTube. And that's pretty much it. Anyone else has anything to say?
No,
that was perfect.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.